Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Phil, what is Kaiser doing?
Well, Kaiser is contributing about $200 million for various homeless programs. And most immediately, they put in about $5 million to buy a apartment complex or to help buy a 41-unit apartment complex in East Oakland to house people are homeless. And other programs that they've been donating to through the city of Oakland include the tough sheds that we've seen going up around, you know, basically tough sheds, the kind you buy at a home store. No plumbing, no fixtures, but they get you in there, and they have communal bathrooms, and they're fenced, and people get in there and start working, and that seems to be one of the programs that's working. But they've given to various causes, in part because Kaiser Permanente is located in Oakland, and their CEO sees it every time he goes to work, and also because, you know, to be honest, like a lot of cities in the Bay Area and Northern California who are getting hit with these homeless problems, they're not getting a lot of help from anybody else. They're not a county. They don't have state money, and everybody's just trying to get what they can. And Libby Schaff's doing something pretty imaginative here. She's got a local business and charities coming in and picking up the slack.
Yeah, well, it segues to my next question, which is just how much credit Libby Schaff deserves for this. Is this something that she has been putting together?
Yeah, it is. And I've seen her, watched other towns try to do it, but not to the level of Oakland. Now, granted, okay, Oakland is a city. It's just a city. It doesn't have a welfare department. San Francisco is a city and a county. And when you think of the hundreds of millions of dollars that San Francisco spends, you know, what Libby Schaff is spending is just a drop in the bucket. But in some ways, she's accomplishing quite a bit. She's got these, like I said, these tough shed programs. They're also, you know, sort of compromise measures out there where they're using some of the money to go out and set up, you know, toilets and things in garbage receptacles in some of the camps that they're making designated encampments. We're seeing all these cities trying to come up with their own solutions. A lot of them are sort of on the fly versus San Francisco, which has basically opened up its own Department of Homelessness and made it an institution. Other cities are having to wing it, and she and guys like Mayor Sam Liccardo down in San Jose are winging it as best they can.
What does Kaiser get out of this, especially at a time when a lot of people are feeling the pinch of health care costs?
Well, they say that this is part of the overall health care, that this is part of being healthy. But you've got a point there, because they have people that are contributing to them that may agree or disagree. But at this point, Bernard Tyson, who's the CEO, says, hey, I pull off the freeway and I see it all the time. It is an unhealthy situation. We're going to do something for this. Now, it's also interesting because this keeps it, donations like this keep it off the city books. So the taxpayers aren't picking up the dime on it other than the administration. And that's going to get interesting as well, because how long can you sustain this on your own without it having to spill over to people paying for it? Right now, the private sector is paying for it, or the semi-private sector is paying for it, and it's not sure how long it lasts, but at least it keeps it, it's getting it going, and it's not costing the taxpayers anything.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.